Kent Sinclair hated Camp David. Well, that wasn't entirely true. The lodge was nice, and it was secluded and secure. The place wasn't crawling with cabinet members, never mind heads of state and their security. Out here, it was just the first family, James, his wife, and their three kids, and their various staff members. They all rarely came out here, since a trip to Camp David meant James was actually taking a break between his endless presidential duties. Which was great. God knew the man needed as much downtime as he could get, but it made Kent restless. This wasn't like back in the day when they were SEALs, and downtime meant licking wounds, cleaning weapons, and testing the limits of the human liver. He couldn't do any of that now. His weapons were as clean as they could get before he'd start stripping off the bluing. He didn't have any wounds to heal, aside from that mostly gone blister on his ankle from a pair of shoes he hadn't broken in properly. And he couldn't drink, because even though the president was on vacation, the Secret Service was not. As always, when they came to this place in the remote woods of Maryland, Kent was fucking bored. It wasn't so bad right now, at least. He was lounging in the rec room, watching James and the kids playing Super Mario Kart on the big screen. James looked more relaxed now than he had in quite a while. He reclined on the floor between the twin toddlers, dressed down in a t-shirt and an old pair of sweats with navy emblazoned on the thigh. He was still obviously President Broderick, though. He was practically in pajamas, laughing with his kids while they chased each other around an animated race car track, but he could never completely shake the look of the leader of the free world. He'd had a press conference this morning, and his graying hair was still arranged in the way it always was when he had to appear in public. He'd tousled a few strands when he changed out of his suit and into his faded t-shirt, but otherwise, it was neat and severe. Professional. Presidential. Knowing James, his appearance reflected his mind. Even when he was playing with his kids, part of his brain was on his job. Steering Luigi's green cart around the track, collecting coins and trying to knock Princess Toadstool out of the running, James's mind was almost surely churning through budget issues that he and Congress had been locking horns over for 3 months, not to mention the simmering conflict in South America. While Congress hashed out some details and tried to reach a consensus about how to address that conflict, James's wife and advisors had all but dragged him kicking and screaming out of the White House for a desperately needed week off. Now that he'd been here for a few hours, he didn't seem to be fighting it, but this was probably as relaxed as he was going to get. Until he went to bed, anyway. There were other distractions there that would take his mind off peace negotiations and military mobilizations. He'd have something else to think about. And Kent would be going insane. It wouldn't be long, either. The kids were already starting to flag, and once they were tucked in, they'd zonk out in no time. Then, James and his wife would go to their room, Kent would retire to his, and the house would be dead silent. Almost dead silent. Maybe it was the acoustics, maybe it was the vents, maybe it was that California king-size bed in the master bedroom. Whatever the case, Kent could hear everything from his own room across the hall. Every creak, every moan, every muffled, playful laugh. Everything. It wasn't even standard procedure for the head of security to stay across the hall from the president like that. There were round-the-clock agents keeping a close watch on the place. But James had insisted. He wanted Kent close by, even when his shifts were over. Even when Carlene was apparently doing everything in her power to pull James's mind off his never-ending duties. Kent shook himself and pushed those thoughts away. James was married now. He'd moved on. Kent was fortunate to have a skill that could benefit and protect his longtime friend, and he was happy to use that skill to stay close to him. Being able to hear James and his wife at night was merely collateral damage. Just like seeing James in tailored suits all the time, watching him play the leader he was born to be, but not being able to touch him. Ever. Note to self. When we get back to Washington, go out and get laid. Stat.